Crown Prince, your reign of terror ends now. Behold the Rainbow Sword. Begone, foul demon. You are defeated. Now do us all a favor and never return again. Yes, it is done. And thus did the demons of the Darkwood fall before me in the darkest hour of the Forest Kingdom. In that faraway land, I stood shoulder to shoulder with the noble King John and his heroic sons, Harold and Rupert, and the forces of darkness could not stand against us. The long night ended. The demon hordes were thrown down and destroyed, and the Forest Kingdom was saved. That was the way it had to be. For is it not written that evil cannot prevail against good, and that darkness shall always give way to the light? And that, my friends, is the true history of the great and wondrous High Warlock and his part in the destruction of the Darkwood. A tale of adventure and intrigue, honor and treachery, and the inevitable triumph of good over evil. My honored friends, the performance is at an end.
Smoke billowed up around the man and then drifted away to reveal the actor standing alone in the middle of the crude wooden stage, dressed once again in his simple, everyday clothes. The great Jordan smiled and bowed graciously, but all too quickly his audience began to drift away, and only a few of them paused to drop a coin in his offerings bowl. Jordan waited until the last of his audience had left, and then he sat down on the edge of his stage and began wiping the makeup off his face with a piece of dirty rag. Without the carefully placed shadings and highlights, his face looked younger and softer and nowhere near as forbidding. His shoulders slumped wearily as the tiredness of the day caught up with him, and the air of mystery and command that had surrounded him on stage vanished like the illusion it was. The sword he'd used in his act poked him unmercifully in the ribs, and he pulled it out of the concealed sheath under his clothing. Seen up close, it was battered and nicked and not at all impressive. It was just a sword that had seen too much service in its time. Jordan shivered suddenly. Nights were falling earlier as the summer gave way to autumn, and the rising wind had a cold edge. He glanced across at the smoldering demon, but the roughly carved prop had pretty much burned itself out. He'd have to do some more work on the demon. It still looked all right from a distance, but the spring that threw it out from behind the concealing piece of scenery must be getting rusty. This was the third time in a week that its timing had been off. Any later, and the damned fireworks would have gone off first. The spring wasn't the only thing whose timing was off. He was getting too old for one-night stands in backwater towns. At 27, he was hardly an old man, but he just didn't have the stamina anymore to put up with an endless round of poor food, hard travel, and never enough sleep. He got to his feet, strapped the sword to his side, and walked unhurriedly over to the offerings bowl. For a moment, he allowed himself to hope, but when he looked, it was even worse than he'd expected. The dozen or so small copper coins barely covered the bottom of the bowl.
Oh, I'm rich.
Jordan emptied the coins into his purse and glumly hefted the trifling weight in his hand. Bannerwyck was only a small mill town deep in the desolate North Country, but he'd still looked for better takings than this. If things didn't improve soon, he'd have to go back to card sharping and picking pockets to make ends meet. He hadn't seen takings this bad since he first started out on the stage as a juvenile. Maybe he was losing his touch, or maybe his material was getting old. The war with the Demon Prince had ended 7 years ago. Jordan shook his head and tied his purse securely onto his belt. It wasn't him, and it wasn't his act. If truth be told, it was simply that times were hard in the Kingdom of Redheart. Money was scarce, and strolling players had become a luxury beyond the purses of most. It wasn't just Redheart, of course. Jordan had spent most of his professional life in Hillsdown. He'd known good times there. Not once had he ever thought he might one day be forced to leave the country of his birth by poor takings. He'd appeared 3 times before the Duke himself, and known the company of great men and their ladies. They'd been the first to name him the Great Jordan. He'd traveled widely, even to the court of the Forest Kingdom itself, though that was some time before the war against the Demon Prince. He hadn't been back since. The demons had been defeated, but not nearly as simply and easily as he made it sound in his performance as the High Warlock. The war had devastated the forest and much of the countries that bordered it. The land was slowly recovering, but there were those who said it would take a generation and more before trade fully recovered. In the meantime, Hillsdown and Redheart and the Forest Kingdom struggled to keep their heads above water and had little time or money to spare for the great players who had once touched the hearts of all who'd heard them. Jordan frowned as he tried to work out if he had enough money to buy provisions and to get drunk, and if not, which of the two was the more important. His mental arithmetic took a depressingly short time, and he scowled unhappily. It would have to be provisions. Bannerwick stood alone and isolated in the middle of Redheart's moorland, and it was a good 2 or 3 days traveling to the next town. He could always pick up a few grouse along the way, but the local Margrave's men took a very dim view of poaching. When all was said and done, it might prove rather tricky trying to do his act with only one hand. No, it would have to be the provisions. Jordan looked about him at the squat little houses clustered around the narrow street of Bannerwick. How had he come to this? The stone and timber houses huddled side by side, as much for comfort as support. The rough and dirty walls were all much the same to look at, like so many defeated faces. Smoke curled wearily from the narrow chimney pots, and the bitter wind tugged at the tiled roofs as it came gusting in off the moors. The last light of evening was already fading away, and the main street was deserted. Country people awoke with the first light, worked while it lasted, and went to their beds when darkness fell. It was only Jordan's show that had kept them up this late. He supposed he should be flattered. They hadn't been a bad audience, all told. Of course, there had been a time, and not that long ago, when he'd been able to include real sorcery in his act. But that time was past. Hiring sorcerers was always expensive, and of the few spells that remained to him, most were slowly wearing out. Still, there was no denying he'd been in excellent form tonight. The times might be hard, but he was still the Great Jordan, and the High Warlock was one of his best roles. He'd always prided himself on his choice of roles. He'd played all the best parts in his time, everyone from the fabled King Edward, who loved the deadly Night Witch, to the heroic Starlight Duke of Hillsdown, to the sad and tragic sheepminder, old Molly Metcalf.